This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Known Beach Boys songs ever recorded. So thank you, James, for putting us up. Well, we're all in the mood for spring. There's no question about that, right? Spring will spring, and what is it? The old spring has sprung, my grass has risen. I wonder where the girlfriend is, you know, that kind of stuff. What? You never heard that one before?
No.
Come on.
No.
Really? The two of you never heard it? Good heavens. Where have you been all of your lives? For heaven's sake.
Hiding, sakes. I guess.
Yeah, right, exactly. All right, so it's 7 and change after the hour. It's the Good Day program. I'm Doug Steffen with Jennifer Horn and Jay Kirshner. Today, ladies and gentlemen, I have a special announcement for you. Are you ready?
Ready.
One,
ready.
Two, three. Today is the youngest you'll ever be for the rest of your life. Think about that. Or shall I repeat it? Or shall I just go?
That's kind of a
today. Today is the youngest you'll. Wait a minute. These people know that I'm not supposed
to
be bothering this time. Huh? It's like I was still in the plane.
What kind of phone do you have? Is it like a payphone?
It's a landline.
No, that's my cell phone.
James, that's what a landline sounds like.
Yeah, when you were a young boy.
Never heard of it. What's a landline?
I know, yeah. All right, so should we try this one more time? Today is the youngest you'll ever be for the rest of your life. All right, so we've got that taken care of. And it's now time to talk a little bit about, before we go to some of the things that we're thinking about from last week's Talk Radio Countdown show, as they move forward, what are some of the items that we may discuss, not only today but through the rest of the week. I was watching over the weekend, as I am wont to do when I have a little more time in my life, John Krasinski playing Jack Ryan. And there's season three, where the Russians were going to create another world war. They want to be the tough guys. They want to be, these stories are all taken out of the headlines anyway. So the fact that there was a guy who was thinly veiled as a Putin type that was going to knock out everybody, anybody and everybody who stood in his way. We'll kill him, we'll send him to Siberia, we'll do whatever it takes to get rid of him. And so I was thinking about that as it pertains to what's going on between the Russians and Ukrainians and the Russians and the Americans and, you know, who the premier is. No, he's the president. Mr. Putin wants to see Joe Biden stay as president of the United States. So there's enough reason to vote for somebody else just because of that. Does he think he's going to help that? Why do people even get, why do we even listen to that stuff? Who's, seriously, it's such silly stuff. So the Republicans are having a tough time responding to the frozen embryo ruling, which is not doing them any good. I suppose maybe it might be. Jennifer probably says, well, under the hardcore, the really people who understand what we think. There's nothing about that that makes anybody with common sense thinks it is a good decision or a good place to be. I would say that, and I would challenge anyone to come up with a good reason to have this thing as to support.
I don't know who you've. I mean, I don't know which Republicans are struggling with it. The idea is that they, and we kind of talked about it when we were all together last, is that the reason that we're even in this situation is because they're trying to determine when life happens, and isn't that always the debate?
Who's
when
they?
Does life happen?
Who's going to figure that out?
The courts.
The courts going to figure that out? Really?
Well,
you think that's where it should rest?
Good.
I don't think they have any more. How are they any better qualified to figure it out than you and me?
Because they make the laws.
Yeah, but that doesn't mean that they're qualified to do it. It just means that they're sitting in the right seat at the right time.
The life issue is a very subjective one. You believe that life occurs when you believe it occurs. I believe it occurs when I believe it occurs. Jay believes something else. I think we all, people...
So why does it have to be litigated? Leave it alone. Let people live their lives and let it be.
I'm not saying that it needs to, but I think you know where this lawsuit came from, right? It's because it started with something that really had nothing to do with it, and now the court is being asked to decide when life is. So maybe instead of being angry with the courts or the decision, you should be angry with the people who started the lawsuit. So, you know, I mean, I think it's really
easier for the defendant.
Exactly. And then who are you angry at? I mean, you've got a whole chain of events that brought it into this direction. And when you say all Republicans are upset about this, I don't know.
I shouldn't have said that.
Trump came out over the weekend and said he supports IVF. I think most people with a brain and a heart support IVF. But you also are asking the courts to decide something that people argue about all the time. So are they going to get it right sometimes? Yep. Are they going to get it wrong sometimes? Probably. In my mind, they got it right, and that is conception occurs when an egg and a sperm create an embryo. That, for me, is when conception occurs. It may not be for the same for you. You might think you need to hear a heartbeat for that, but I think particularly people who have struggled with fertility probably believe that's a life. Otherwise, you wouldn't see people crying when they lose their children young. I mean, this is what people don't understand. It's a very sensitive issue. It's very personal, and you're asking the courts to litigate this. So, you know, this is what they came up with. But now we just figure out how we make it work in states like Alabama, where they have protection laws. So instead of getting angry about it, we should probably all come together and figure out a path forward as to how we all can find common ground on an issue like this one.
So was my suggestion not a good one, that everybody should stick to their own wherever they are?
I'm in a little hot with that. I think this issue deserves sensitivity instead of just anger, which is what people like to throw at it.
Well, maybe because I've had it in my family and I saw how much angst it created when IVF was used, and first couple of times it didn't work and then it did. And so what happens? The stuff that was a part of trying to put those two elements together to come up with a life, it didn't work. So they were never life. Because they were never together. There was never life there. There was the potential to have life, but there wasn't life. And so I think that there are a lot of people who stick their nose into this sort of thing who don't really know what they're talking about, because they don't really know, or they just get with the passion of it because this person they respect says, this is the way to go on that one. And it's not as simple as that, as you point out. I agree with that.
Or it follows their belief system. But what about, to kind of play devil's advocate and just raise this question, if life occurs at the embryonic stage, and those are embryos, there's a soul with those embryos, what about the ones that are just stuck, frozen, stored away? What about them?
And that's what the argument has been.
Yeah, is this going to take away from the ability of storing them even?
So what's interesting, and I think we talked about this too the last time we were all together, is that Sofia Vergara has been in a lawsuit with her ex. I think they were husband. I'm not sure if they were boyfriend.
Yeah, her first husband.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Nick Loeb. And they created these embryos together, his sperm, her egg, and they froze them. And when the relationship ended, she wanted to get rid of them. He wanted to keep them. For whatever reason, and maybe sadly this maybe is just the anger of a divorce, who knows, or maybe he wants them for something. But then the question is, who do they belong to? I mean, there's so many different avenues here that you could go down that actually have a real issue. Like, who do they belong to? You know, do they belong to mom and dad? Do they belong to both of them? I mean, it's really interesting legally.
Some people buy them.
Emotion out. Yeah.
Some people buy them. Yeah,
you can
that's what happens.
Them. Yeah, and some people, they choose not to donate them because that thought of one of their own children being in the world when they are not their parents is too much for someone to handle. There's a lot.
Let's get on a different street now that we've annoyed everybody. I just got off a six-hour flight an hour ago, and I was talking to one of the flight attendants, who are generally exasperated with the way the airline business is going. There are fewer of them. They're being asked to do more. They don't. The management doesn't want to pay them more. They say safety and onboard experience. is going to be suffering more stress. Flight attendants hope airlines will step up to change how they're paid. So the question is, I always like to offer questions, do you know how flight attendants get paid? How do the people that are on the plane with you when you're traveling, how do they get paid? Do you have any idea?
Direct deposit.
Sorry, read it one at a time. Jay said wheels up to wheels down. Where'd you say, Jen?
Direct deposit. Direct deposit.
That's probably true. Yes, that probably is true. The flight attendants are not clocked. They don't clock in. They don't hit a time card. When you hear the words, the aircraft doors are now closed, that's when most people who have been in this business think that they get paid. They don't. Jay's right. Wheels up to wheels down. When the plane gets off the ground, their pay, most of them average about $43, somewhere in there, $43, $45 an hour. And when the plane lands, that's the end. So they get paid. In the case of the flight that I was just on, it was actually 5 hours and 40 minutes. So if you round it off, they get the 6 times 4, $240 on average, or $250 for being on that plane. Is that all right? I guess it depends. They're there. They know what they're in for. There are two sides to this, but it's very interesting to kind of figure out what goes on behind the scenes, because more and more people are using airplanes. The planes are always full. I'll tell you. I'll attest to that. I'm on a couple of planes almost every week, and the planes are always full. And people are always jostling, you know, with each other as to where they're going to put their bags and yada.
Are you comfortable paying 20% more for your airline tickets?
Well, I don't know that that's
because that's where the money's going to come from. It's going to just raise fares. So if people are comfortable paying more, that would be the question.
But so what's the
cover their expenses too?
Depends on what the expenses are. Yeah, they get into the hotels and they get meals and stuff, but it's really not as simple as they say they aren't getting paid. The airlines say that the time on the ground is compensated. The hours in the ground are compensated. Alaska Airlines anyway says, hey, don't listen to the unions. We're paying them the right way, which is interesting. All right, so anyway, a little bit of a little side information here for us to conjure. At 18 after, this is Good Day.
KFC's new smash potato bowl is out here looking like an absolute snack. For just $3.49, you get crispy secret recipe fries topped with creamy mashed potatoes, cheese sauce, bacon crumbles, and even more melty cheese. If you're looking to smash your hunger, grab KFC's new smash potato bowl for just $3.49. For a little extra, add nuggets to the mix. It's finger-licking good. Prices and participation may vary, tax tip and fees extra.
Progressive presents Flo and JV announcing a monster truck rally.
And here comes the obliterator.
Whoa, and he's up on two wheels. That can't be safe.
Flo, I don't recommend flipping your car backwards.
Did he even check his blind spot?
And the car's on fire.
I definitely don't recommend that.
This is one of my recurring nightmares.
Progressive is all about keeping it safe, so bundle your home and auto for 24/7 protection. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers. Coverage not provided for monster trucks. Not available in all states. Hear that? The relaxing sound of ambient music in a yoga class. And if you were here, you'd listen to 15 people taking a deep breath in sync. But you're not here. Because your self-care happens out on the road, riding your motorcycle protected by Progressive. So if you ride, get a quote today and see if you could save with Progressive, America's number one motorcycle insurer. And find inner peace with a different pose called Palms on Handlebars. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates not available.
Do you have a story to tell? Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network handles everything. If you have a print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, call Audiobook Network now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-734-1229. 800-734-1229.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming. And that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Let me tell you a story about Bill. Bill was a normal guy in his 50s. He had back surgery about 2 years ago. Bill was in a lot of pain. He dealt with his pain by taking the Percocets his doctor prescribed for him. Bill took more and more and more of them to help with the pain, until one day the prescriptions weren't enough to get rid of Bill's pain. Then one day Bill found someone to help him get rid of the pain with illegal drugs he didn't need a prescription for. Fast forward to today. Bill lost his job and his family. The only thing he does have is his drug dealer. If you know Bill's story and you don't want to end up like Bill, call the Detox and Treatment Helpline right now to get away and get treatment.
800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. Call right now. Help is standing by. 800-296-1327.
Now 23 after the hour, it's the Good Day program. Jennifer Horn, Jay Kirshner, Doug Steffen on your radio and in your ear and maybe on your device as well. I hope that's the case. We have lots of connections at gooddayshow.com. Good Day Networks is the way you attach yourself to our social media, no matter what it is, the Facebook, the Instagram, the X, and the Y, and the Z, and the A, and the B, and the C. And wherever else you can connect yourself to. We, in this portion of the program, talk about social media technology. Sometimes it supports it. I noticed something interesting from Canada, ladies. The mounted police are targeting cyber attacks, so it's not just here, pretty much everywhere. As a matter of fact, the National Police Force up there was hit themselves with a cyber attack. And so is this a wake-up call? Yeah, to them and to everybody else. The more you see these things, the more you understand how systems can be breached. So this follows on the heels of the AT&T. What did anybody find out about the fact the cell phones were all down? It was AT&T, but there was other networks that were...
Verizon, and I believe T-Mobile was the other one. And then there was some issue with who owns Spectrum. Spectrum Cable and Internet was
the cable company, yeah.
They're awful.
A cable company. The thing that was scary is the pharmaceuticals. I don't know if you guys saw that, but the pharmaceutical network was down also, so a lot of people are trying to get their... prescription drugs were not able to, but for
what is that one single network? Tell us. I don't know about that, Jennifer.
Yeah, it actually happened the same time the AT&T thing was going on. So originally they were like, "Is this connected?" And the pharmaceutical one was confirmed to be a hacking. So somebody hacked into that. AT&T has said, "Well, we don't think it was a hack." You know, they're all over the place. And by the way, they're going to give their customers a $5 credit for your troubles. Which
wow,
911 and save your life. Here's $5.
Whoa,
thank you for that.
Well, holy, super. I think is giving away donuts to anybody who was affected by
yeah.
it. They're like,
and the donut's probably more valuable than the dumb $5 credit from AT&T.
Oh my God.
But yeah, the pharmaceutical thing is scary. You can't get your medication. They were not able to refill because everything.
So how do we become so dependent?
Right.
That's the thing. We are so damn dependent on these devices. And on the
there was
the,
a whole movie about it, about attacking the power grid as the greatest threat to our country from a national security perspective. And don't think that our adversaries aren't watching to see how we recover from a cell phone outage, from a pharmaceutical outage. I mean, they're watching us because these are the types of things that they can do that are terrorist attacks that don't involve one missile, one soldier, one anything. All they have to do is just take down some grid or a network, and we're all running around like crazy.
Yeah. We're way too dependent on these. There's all kinds of reasons. I know we all are attached to them and we use them as tools. I took pictures of Miles and Megan and me at the Mar Vista Farmers Market yesterday morning and posted it on my Facebook page. I thought that was kind of cute, and I like to have pictures. I posted earlier a picture of Miles and Jasper having fun at lunch. I don't know where that is. I'm trying to find it, and I don't see it, but at any rate, there's all kinds of stuff that are, part and parcel. I'm looking at what they call a snow moon. There's a post on the Good Day Show. Which one is this on the GoodDayShow.com, right, Jay? What is this on?
Snow moon?
Yeah, what is that? Is that on? No, that's on the Good Day page. Yeah, I'm looking at a couple of different pages. See, this is the trouble. And this annoys me, frankly, when people post things on your site. I don't like it. I don't like people posting things on my personal site. They attach them, or what do? They tag you, and they go onto the site. And here's something, I don't know where this came from, and you don't either. And yet it's on our Good Day site.
I'm not even seeing it.
Yeah, it's from ABC News, a full snow moon picture of it rising over the Statue of Liberty. It's nice, but I would ask you folks who do this to not do it, because it isn't what we want these social media pages to stand for, frankly. All right.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you, too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News Update. California Governor Gavin Newsom is re-emphasizing his support for another Biden term in the White House. He spoke about the president's age on NBC's Meet the Press Sunday.
It's because of his age that he's been so successful. It's because of the wisdom and the character that's developed over years.
Newsom has been considered a potential challenger for the presidential race. Former President Trump notching a landslide Republican primary election victory over Nikki Haley in her home state of South Carolina. Still, Haley insists she will stay in the race at least until Super Tuesday, which is next week. The bidding war for a rare 14-karat gold Lego piece found in Pennsylvania is over. The Bionicle Golden Kanohaihao mask sold for $18,101. It was originally posted for $14.95. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
February is Heart Month, and every year, Extendivite has a sale. This year is no different.
Extendivite is regularly $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a 2-month supply. In February, Extendivite is only $57.50 for a 2-month supply plus shipping and handling. Extendivite is a combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. These ingredients work synergistically to improve your overall health. So don't delay. Join the Extendivite family today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
You're having a good day.
Good day.
Makes a good day great and a bad day better.
Good day, sir!
You're listening to Doug Steffen's Good Day with Jay Kirshner and Doug Steffen, a man who's never met a cow he didn't like.
That was short, and how sweet it was. From Friends. Food for thought. All the things here on the Good Day program are aimed at giving you things to think about, because we have lots of thinkers here. Jay Kirshner, Jennifer Horn, Doug Steffen on the Good Day program with fantastic verbal vision. How do you like that, ladies? I think we have verbal vision. Have you ever used that phrase before? It's necessary.
No, but now.
Verbal visions. What are your verbal visions? I would ask Jennifer and Jay and all the folks listening thinking about that, because, as you know, I'd like to ask a question as we think about stuff in each segment, each half hour of the program. So what are...
George Clooney.
Is your verbal vision? All right, there you go.
That was
Jennifer. Yeah. Well, I figure if you're going to fish wherever they swim, right? So you go to where you want to go and be with whom you want to be. That's it. You got to go where you want to go. Do what? Okay. This is Black History Month, the last week of Black History Month, and I had a couple of things here that have popped up that I think are worthy of our attention and following up on the maybe the thought process as to how these things get to where they are. Here's the story of a judge ruling that the punishment faced by a black high school student in Texas for not changing his hairstyle does not violate the state's Crown Act. The Crown Act prohibits race-based hair discrimination in Texas. So doesn't it seem like there's a double entendre? So the kid didn't change his hairstyle, and the fact that he didn't, that doesn't violate the Crown Act. So that means this kid, Daryl George, who's been banned from his high school for not changing his hair, he's been directed to do in-school suspension and off-site disciplinary programs since last year. The school claimed that the length of his dreadlocks violated their dress and grooming code. Welcome to Texas. Daryl George's dreadlocks are braided and wrapped up on the top of his head. I might not choose
so
this for me.
So how would they know how long they actually were?
That's a good question. Yep.
I do have to say, I know it's easy to say, you know, it's Texas and, you know, all of that. But as someone who went in Los Angeles to Catholic... But as someone who went to Catholic school in Los Angeles, we had dress codes like that.
Mm-hmm.
And
this is a public school.
Right, and that's where the rub's going to be. And if you had the, if you wanted to go to that school, well, then you had to follow the dress code.
Yeah, which
so
is great.
That's one.
Okay.
Right.
Yeah.
With private education, you can do that. With public school, it's a much more difficult pill.
But I'm with, you see, there's a different sort of approach here. Let me, I'll just go one further with you, Jen. The essence of what is a problem in school for bullying is when kids are different. When they wear different clothing, maybe they don't have the money to buy good clothes or wear different shoes, they come. And so if there was a uniform that was to be required, everybody wears, a white shirt and blue pants or something like that, then you don't
they still get bullied. Bullies would just find a different reason to bully them.
Well, yeah, but still, don't you think that it would
even
be nice?
Even out the playing field with fashion, though, for sure.
Yeah.
Comes to what people wear. But yes, you're right, Jay. There are bullies are going to bully depending on, you know, whatever they
think. Is it just about bullying? I don't think it is. Is it just about bullying?
This is again about the what their quote unquote school standards are. And I can't remember if it was the superintendent or the principal or somebody. I don't have the comment in front of me, but they said something along the lines of, it is important to conform for the greater good of a larger group or something like that. And sometimes we have to do things we don't want to just keep the peace. And in regards of this kid is not following the school dress code to a T. So essentially saying, you know, conform or stay in suspension. So he's missing his classes because they deem
that
his hair is more important than his education, even though he's not it's not a distraction to anybody.
More important to whom? Right. That's the point. Thank you. Made my point.
But you could also argue, is his hair more important to him than his education? Right?
Well, do you want to breed people who all think alike, or do you want to breed people who have a brain and think differently, whether we agree with it or not?
I
don't
want to.
Yeah, I
think that if there are rules and known rules, or, you know, the difference is if these rules just pop up to try to target one particular person or one particular group. I mean, I think we would need to know more. How long have these rules been in effect? Do all the kids know about these rules? Is there just one kid who's choosing not to follow the rules?
Mm-hmm.
You know, those are the kinds of questions I think we have to ask, because I think we actually need a society where people do a good amount of conforming, but they also do a good amount of standing up.
Well, it's a perfect blend.
If we lived in a society where no one believed that rules were for them, we'd be in a disaster. That's what's happening in like big cities now, right? They don't think in L.A. Nobody follows rules for anything.
We don't have to, because there's no
punishment. Right. Yeah.
Exactly.
Especially in areas where there's so much crime, they have to pick and choose, well, which crime are we actually going to go after? And in this situation with the hair and with school and everything, it's not even just about the school anymore. The family filed a lawsuit, and the judge declared that the school was not in violation of the Crown Act.
Well, that's kind of what I was saying there. There's kind of an oxymoron. There's a contention here that's created confusion. It doesn't violate the Crown Act, so does that mean the kid's okay wearing his hair the way that it is?
No, they're saying the school did not violate the Crown Act by suspending him for not...
I get that. So what happens to this kid now? What does he do? Doesn't go to school because he's
got his
hair?
That's a good question. Does he stay? It's in-school suspension, so he's still getting his lessons, but it's an in-school suspension, so he's not with his classmates. And then I believe he has to go to something after school. Not a juvenile delinquent thing, but he has to do something along those lines.
Is that appropriate?
So it'll be a question of, do they take him out of school? Does his family take him out of school? Or is this the only option for him to go to school? I believe it's a technical college, a technical school.
High school, yeah. All right, so I don't mean to make this all about the wrong side of life, but I had two examples as I was looking at the info on Black History Month and Black History Day. This woman who was wrongly identified in a police lineup, do you know this story, who wasn't guilty, but the translation of the event is all black people look the same. So she was in a lineup and they really couldn't figure out, her name was Jasmine Violinis, I believe is how you pronounce it. She was mistakenly picked out of a police lineup, charged with two felonies that she didn't commit. She lost her home, she lost her car, she lost her job, and she lost her good name. A single mother, two children, and this is, by the way, in a suburb of Atlanta. Charges were dropped. She found that clearing her record, this started in 2022, so 2 years later, she still hasn't fixed the problems created by the wrong identity. And more or less, what you get out of reading between the lines is, once again, I've heard this before, more applied to black men, and then I've heard black people say, well, all white people look the same, just kind of as a throw it back into your face kind of stuff. But in circumstances like this, this should not be. This should not have happened. This is bad police work, bad prosecutorial work, and this woman's life, more or less, is ruined. She applies for jobs, and she still has, even though she was cleared and dismissed, still on her record, it shows that she was charged with, and there's nothing in her record that says she wasn't found guilty or she was incorrectly charged or any of that stuff. So you talk about a screwing over. Isn't that, how is that fair? How is that right? How is that
fix your record?
Just,
I mean, mistakes
exactly.
can happen, but you don't fix
yeah.
it is the problem.
Yeah. Anyway, the poor woman was in bed. She was trying to care for her sons, and she was so physically and emotionally, she said she was like a zombie. She's 34 years old. She was trying to be a nurse. She was in school for being a nurse. She was dismissed from Grady Hospital in Atlanta because of the arrest and the charges. So what do you do?
The city, and the city has to pay your,
right.
Obviously it's going to get a huge lawsuit.
That's what she should be doing. I don't know if that's what she is doing, but that's what she, but how do these happen? How are people that blind? And maybe that's where the whole idea of Black Lives Matter came from, because of things like that. I have said many times on the air, I believe that it's gone too far, the pendulum, but when I look at stuff like that, I think, well, are there white people that get charged that are not guilty? Of course. You see it all the time. The system, so...
A lot of it is socioeconomic, though. If you have... who has the money to fight the government? And so...
Well, that's it.
Unfortunately,
yeah. The government
poor,
can get you.
If you're poor middle class, you're going to be more vulnerable to not being able to fight back. And that's what happens. And unfortunately, I think we pigeonhole everything as being a race thing. But so mm-hmm. much of what happens nowadays is socioeconomic. The rich can get out of trouble. The poor and the middle class have to just wait their turn. And it's just really frustrating.
All right. Up near Sacramento, do you see this, Jennifer, in California on the beach? Up there, this is Monterey Bay. A gigantic skull was found over the weekend. Snapshots are posted all over social media. This enormous sea creature washed up on shore. And it is not anything from today. It doesn't exist.
Was it the Loch Ness Monster?
Well, that's an interesting thought.
I've been looking
at it
for
that
him.
Way. Right, exactly. So they have skulls that measure, they're 4, 5, 6 feet across. They think that this may have come from a whale carcass, but they can't really tell because it doesn't look like anything that they've seen. It's just look at the pictures of it. Really weird looking. And whales have been around since prehistoric times, right? Like sharks have been. What? Okay. So this story that
did you have a headless whale come up and go, I knew I lost something.
Yeah, right. No. It's this story is posted right next to a story about Taylor Swift's what she's doing and what's going on with her and Kelsey, and there's some sort of a to-do. But I'm not sure if this is gossip. You girls would probably know more about this than do I, about Travis Kelsey breaking one of Taylor Swift's rules for their relationship. Do you know any? Is that just the usual foolishness?
I don't know. What's the website? What's the URL for the website?
This is on Stylecaster. No, Stylecaster. Do you know what Stylecaster is? Right? So the relationship, it's spam, is that what it is? Yeah.
Sounds like clickbait stuff.
She doesn't want him going to strip clubs anymore. There you go. Okay. Yeah. You're dating probably most visible, good-looking, arguably, woman, and you're going to strip clubs? What's the matter? He's got to be a meathead. If he's still doing that, I mean, think about it. Do you want the men? Okay, so Jay, Ryan wants to go to a strip club. What do you say?
For his bachelor party, I gave his best man money so I could buy him a lap dance, and he refused to go in the strip club, period. He called me from outside while his friends were inside.
Good for him.
There you go.
I got more respect for him now. I don't know him, but I like him more. 48 after, food for thought on Good Day.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack, but not with ZipRecruiter. Its powerful technology actively finds and invites qualified candidates to apply to your job. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you the needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
KFC's new smashed potato bowl is out here looking like an absolute snack. For just $3.49, you get crispy secret recipe fries topped with creamy mashed potatoes, cheese sauce, bacon crumbles, and even more melty cheese. If you're looking to smash your hunger, grab KFC's new smashed potato bowl for just $3.49. For a little extra, add nuggets to the mix. It's finger-licking good. Prices and participation may vary. Tax and fees extra.
Progressive presents Flo and JB announcing a monster truck rally.
And here comes the obliterator.
Whoa, and he's up on 2 wheels. That can't be safe.
Oh, I don't recommend flipping your car backwards.
Did he even check his blind spot?
And the car's on fire.
I definitely don't recommend that.
This is one of my recurring nightmares.
Progressive is all about keeping it safe, so bundle your home and auto for 24/7 protection. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers. Coverage not provided for monster trucks. Not available in all states.
Nothing fights the winter blues like a delicious and satisfying meal. Luckily, Omaha Steaks makes it easy to stock up and fill your freezer with flavor. Save on perfectly portioned favorites, easy meals, and so much more with Omaha Steaks Freezer Filler Sale. Go to omahasteaks.com and use promo code TREAT at checkout and get $30 off your order. That's $30 off an endless variety of gourmet choices. Visit omahasteaks.com. Use promo code TREAT at checkout to get that extra $30 off your order. Minimum order.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria, from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
Taking on a decidedly different tone now in the Good Day program. At 53 after the hour, Doug Steffen and Jay have with us Nicholas Miles, otherwise known as Nick at... this is, well, there's two different places to go. I like ourautoexpert.com, frankly.
Yeah.
He's a big tester. That's what Nick does. He goes around the world, tests out new cars, reports on that. And then we have lots to talk about here with regard to regular cars and some of the luxury cars. And then the people who are responsible, this is just gossip, all right? We're not going to do anything about cars for 60 seconds. We're going to talk about the California baker who was left high and dry after there was a meeting scheduled, apparently, in San Jose. And the Tesla folks ordered $16,000 worth of pies for the event. And the event was canceled, and he never really got to this guy until, I think, it looked to me like, Jay, he'd already made the pies, right? Is that how this all...
They kind of started. They definitely had all of the ingredients, and especially when nearly the last minute the order was doubled, and then that event was canceled, so they canceled the order.
Mm. So
it seems like they're going to make it right, though, and still place an order when the event gets rescheduled or for a new event.
Not, then it's not a reason to say, I don't like Elon Musk. Because everybody likes to come up with a reason not to like Elon Musk. And one of the things we were talking about off the air, Nick, is the value of the Tesla stock. So where is it now versus where it was when it first got started? How long has Tesla been around? 7-8 years? How long have they been around?
They've been around for 20-odd years, but they've only been making, like, their own cars for much shorter than that. However, the stock has really done the old roller coaster job. It's up and down, and it was up really high at one point, but I think as they cut their cars and their projections for their sales get worse and worse, and their pie ordering gets worse and worse, their stock is falling. I think it's about two-thirds of what its highest point right now.
Mm-hmm. All right, well, at any rate, that's enough of that gossip. There's a list that you've created at ourautoexpert.com focused on the 10 best used luxury cars. We all know the brands, Mercedes and Jaguar, and so what's on the top and what's on the bottom, and how do you, this is your list? Where'd you come up with this list?
Yeah, I mean, it's basically, I looked at these, and it's stimulated much by you, Doug, because you like to, you don't like to buy new cars, but you do like the Range Rovers, and they do lose huge amounts of value, as some brands anyway. You know, he's looking at things like Maserati, the Gran Turismo. I mean, this is a car you can pay $250,000 for new, but you go ahead and buy it when it's, 7, 8, 9 years old, and you can buy it for less than $40,000.
And they're clean. So if you've taken care of it, and a lot of people do, the cars look the same. They haven't changed the design of these cars either over the past, 10 years? Kind of like the Range Rover. They change the design every 10 years.
I mean, it's still recognizably a Range Rover, right? And it's still recognizably a Gran Turismo from Maserati. There's some great American, at really good prices. Like, you can get a 12-year-old Chevy Corvette and just for around $32,000. And I think, a V8 engine, this thing is still a great, great car. And if you want classics like the Audi TT or those type of things, the Porsche Boxster even, $26,000 for a 12-year-old one. And
these, I never got the fascination with those. Don't look like a, they're like a little two-seater, right?
Yeah, I mean, most Porsche cars are two-seaters, and that's kind of the beauty of them, I think, that people love. It's not necessarily my flavor, and the Boxster was kind of the cheap man's Porsche. But at the same time, and the 911 was the expensive one. But ultimately, why can't you buy something for $26,000 and enjoy the heck out of it? That's
why not?
What I said.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
Any other surprises on this list?
There's a lot of BMWs. BMWs, the Z4, probably one of the most classic cars. Anders Warming designed this car. It was actually the first car where the side panels were curved, rotated. So you started off with a horizontal plane and you ended up with a vertical plane on the side of the car. And he was the first guy to do that. Very, very common in a lot of high-end luxury cars. And BMW M3, this is a car that will cost you $100,000 if you kit out a nice one today. You can take one away for less than $25,000 if it's a 212 or older.
All right, go to ourautoexpert.com to see the recalls of the week. A lot of Volkswagens and Toyotas and Fords have been recalled. You should check out the list there, because there's thousands, hundreds of thousands of cars with recalls. So check out ourautoexpert.com. Nick Miles here with us on Good Day at 59 after the hour.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.